There can be times when you get really exhausted from your environment. It could be a lot of factors, behaviors, restrictions, limitations, ego conflicts, and if you don't know how to handle those conflicts, it will not only spoil your relations and friendships, but also your own motivation and energy levels. I've had some similar experiences, and every time I complained, all that came out in the end was rarely a solution, but a conclusion that sounded like, "It is what it is, Ansh. If you can do something with what you have, then it's great. Otherwise, nobody else is changing." At that point, I realized that there is very little I can change about others. There is very little I can improve if I spend my time complaining and feeling angry. Complaining and feeling angry requires a lot of energy. I usually get extremely low on energy if I'm angry for 2 to 3 hours straight. Therefore, I wanted to share my experience of staying sane in unstable environments and some thoughts that helped me reduce my feeling of helplessness and gain more control over my mind. So, without wasting any further time, let's get right into it. This is Ansh Mehra, and you are listening to Season 2, Episode 10 of Take It Easy. I've been at that stage where I was so exhausted and annoyed at my conditions that I just wanted to get out and never come back. This can happen in families too. Well, I'm nobody to tell you what to do because I can never really know anything about your family. And even if I know a little, I cannot know everything about your circumstances and the reason why people in your environment behave in a specific way. What I want to share is how I coped up with all the drama around me. I've started to see everything around me as a tool for motivation, trying to convert everything into fuel. If I see something wrong around me, I no longer feel embarrassed about it. I don't complain about it. And it has taken me a very long time to include this attitude. It has taken me maybe 1 or 2 years to get this in my head, but I genuinely feel that it has helped me a lot. I make a mental note saying that one day when I have enough money and wisdom, I will fix this. This does two things. First, it avoids you from falling into the victim mentality that keeps on saying, "Oh, look at your poor condition. You're going through such a tough time and nobody's coming to help you." This victim loop that I had did more harm than good. This everything around me is crashing so badly loop should be replaced with it might be crashing now, but I won't let it crash forever. Once you do this, suddenly your vision is directed towards a better future. It is towards a hopeful situation. And it gives you a chance to remove your focus from what's missing to put more attention to how you can fix it. There will be times when people who are very close to you behave more insensitive than strangers. It can happen. There will be times when you'll be in a very difficult place and you'll be hearing extremely insensitive comments and behaviors from even family members. At such points, it is okay to feel sad and disappointed, but make sure you don't get stuck in it. People who say toxic things to you or do something to stop your progress rarely understand the impact it has on you. For example, if someone is behaving in a certain way that is pulling you down, most probably they won't even remember their behavior 5 to 6 years from now. This can happen in your very own house as well. Therefore, do not let anybody, and I'm saying this very, very firmly, do not let anybody shift you or push you away from what you really want to do in life. As long as it is something which is intelligently decided, you know, something that is towards a good cause and something that you are conscious about. Because you might think that you are agreeing to people and, you know, they would recognize this and really appreciate you, that because of them, you changed your life. 5-6 years from now, they'll most probably forget about it. And then you'll be stuck in a place where you never wanted to be. Therefore, in the end, what really sticks with you is your own mental strength, your own healthy body, and your own professional success. People will never let you blame them for your failures. And well, you know the other way around. They'll always come for the credit if you succeed. I'll end this by saying that no matter what happens, do not let anybody make you feel sad for too long. Obviously, if we have a family, there will be times when people you care about would hurt you. Rather than making it only about yourself and only your emotions, you need to think of it from a broader perspective. Your loved ones also react from a certain position, and it is better to focus on your own intelligence, your own growth, and your own strengths rather than investing a lot of energy in changing others or finding what is missing in your environment. You know, and I hope that it really helps you to fight this phase, because I know that there would be a lot of people going through much, 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 much more difficult times than I would have ever seen. But the important thing is that we can't change other people's minds and we cannot force them to look things our way. It is very important that we balance the energy that we spend outside as compared to the energy that we spend on ourselves. So I hope you have an amazing life ahead. Please don't blindly follow what I advise, because it is my model of reality. What I speak about comes from my little, very tiny little bubble of experiences. Only pick what resonates with you and build your own model of reality. This was Ansh Mehra, and you were listening to Season 2, Episode 10 of Take It Easy.